So this is a bit more relatable to what's currently going on in the globe, but also we're going to tie it to addictions. We're going to tie it to money. All right. Now, what happens when a hard user of whatever substance has dough? That dough tends to go out the window. All right. Now, what happens when the LCBO and SAQ remain open? You got lineups. Now, what happens when people spend their last dollars on sure necessities, but also they spend their last dollars on making sure they're adequately stocked with licks? You know? What happens? The money dwindles. And I've always said this. I said that me and a friend from years ago were talking about how it don't matter how much money you throw at somebody, whether it's addictions or whether they're just in a bad spot and not mentally right, that money tends to go out the window, all right? On whatever escapism, you know, it may be. Now, one fear I have with this $2,000 over 4 to 5 months, for some of the people I know who are knee deep in addictions, is what? That $2,000, it ain't gonna last. Now, the situation for them might be more dire. They may have a surface level understanding of the fact that the world is upside down. But $2,000, two times five, $10,000 given to people who are already in the midst of an addiction, already in the midst of an addiction that's in the midst of a global crisis, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of nothing to do, in the midst of being self-isolated, you're looking at a very bad scene. Should've get ugly quick if we ain't careful. All right? Now, one service I know of is for people who, it's not just for addictions, but for people who have problems with money management. What they get is like basically the hood version of a financial advisor, meaning they get somebody, all they do is they give the money, right, to a caseworker, and then that caseworker doles out the money as appropriate based on their needs. And that can even be for someone like cigarettes, right? But what you don't want is just to have a user, right, who likes to get lit, having $2,000 in their bank account free for them to use and do whatever the fuck they want. Now, like I just said, you got caseworkers at shelters who, if that program exists, the one I know about the most is MoneyWise, right? People come at the beginning, I forgot how it runs exactly, but people come at the beginning of the month, they get their allotted allowance. It's back to allowance days, right? They get their allotted allowance, and that money is used for the week or two, for however they want to use it. But their housing is paid for. Their, you know, basic necessities are paid for. Then whatever's left over, they can use. So these are things you got to think about. You do not want someone with $2,000 isolated with an addiction with nothing to do. All right? Session 4. Peace.